This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Coming up, the widow of Charles Mingus keeps his music and memory alive. But first, maybe you can't go home again, but Chris Offutt tried. Mr. Offutt grew up in the hills of eastern Kentucky. He moved away and became the author of several short story collections and memoirs. And then he moved back with his family, intending to stay for life.
I know the 8 miles between town and Haldimand better than I know the face of either of my sons. I know the shadows of the land, the stone outcroppings high on the hillside, the silhouette of the tree line at dusk. As we drove, I gave Rita a running commentary on the road itself, the two straight stretches where you could pass a slow car, the tobacco warehouse, the turn up Christie Creek where the old drive-in movie theater was built on a landfill. I stopped at Big Perry Road and told her about the school bus wreck. Farther on was Little Perry Road, a long dead-end holler that followed a creek in classic Appalachian style.
Chris Offutt got a job teaching at the same university where he had once worked as a maintenance man. Chris Offutt tells the story of his return in a book called No Heroes, and he joins us from WSUI at the University of Iowa. Mr. Offutt, thanks very much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
How did it feel at first when you came back to Round County, Kentucky, and tried to deal with it in a real way?
I didn't go back to try to write this book. I went back to teach college. I had some very grand ideas of giving back to the community. I mean, this world suffers from out-migration of what they call the brain drain. I mean, other parts of the country do, Indian reservations, the inner-city ghettos, the barrios, the Delta, you know, the smart, educated, ambitious people leave, and it furthers some of the social problems that were pre-existing. As a writer and a teacher, I felt I could go back and return to the community and give back, so to speak. My plan was to go back and actually write a sequel to The Good Brother, which was a novel about a guy from Kentucky, naturally, who moved to Montana, where I had been living. And pretty soon, the intensity of the day-to-day life and my experience going back home was far greater than any novel I could possibly approach.
Well, now, you describe going back to teach at Morehead State University in Kentucky. You describe it, it's the only public university in the Eastern Hills, and you describe it in your book as a high school with ashtrays. And by way of full disclosure, I suppose I should mention that this is the school where I attended college.
Did you go?
I went in the late 1980s. In any event, you tried to teach at this place where the sons of coal miners come to school, where a lot of poor people come to school. Reading your memoir, I get the impression that didn't necessarily go all that well.
Well, I think that I'd underestimated the existing education problems in the region. I'd essentially forgotten what it was like when I'd gone through the public schools there, the high schools. And the first thing I realized is that my approach was not going to work out in the hills. I needed to essentially educate some of my students in order to learn how to be educated.
Was it hard for folks to accept you when you came back?
Well, there's essentially two communities there. There's the community of the county and the people that I grew up with, people I've known all my life. For many of them, it was as if I'd never been away. I mean, they'd just say, "Hey, how you doing, Chris?" You know, and we'd start talking as if I'd been gone, you know, for a week rather than 20 years. It's quite a different story with the academic community, though. There was a little less accepting of my presence.
There's a passage on page 33. In which you're recalling going into a bank to get a bank loan and people looking at you and what they could tell from looking at you.
Wearing blue jeans in the bank meant I was a local. The gray in my hair meant I'd been away. My very presence meant I sought money. By the end of the day, word of my impending return would spread throughout the county. Some stories would have me moving in with my folks because one of them was very sick. Another had me purchasing my old grade school and converting it to an art colony. I was living in a houseboat on Cave Run Lake. I had AIDS and come home to die. My wife had left me, and I was back to hunt another. One story said it wasn't Chris Offutt at all, but his younger brother who was investing in the new mall. When the truth finally outed, everyone knew I was not living where I grew up in Haldeman, but I bought the old Jackson place, which meant I must be doing well for myself because they were asking a pretty penny for it.
In the end, you had been planning to stay there for the rest of your life, and you lasted a year.
Right. I lasted about 1 year, which is was very sad for me to realize that.
Well, now, what does it mean that you have written about Eastern Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, you're almost a spokesman for this region. I would imagine there are a lot of people who don't know much about the region except what they've read in your books. And yet, when you came back and tried to live there, you found out there wasn't really a place for you anymore.
Well, that says as much about me as it does the region. When I left, you know, I was sort of a hillbilly savant with a pencil, you know. When I went back, I was someone who, that was not my identity, my place in the world anymore. I also highly reject the concept that I'm a spokesman for the region. I mean, I'm not a historian or a sociologist or an ethnographer or anything like that. I mean, if anything, my books are nothing more than the spokesman for, you know, my own neuroses. I mean, my books are about trying to make sense of myself. I can use Eastern Kentucky as a landscape to paint my pictures on because I know it. It's easier for me. I know it extremely well. And I think that writing is such a difficult task that I'm always eager to make it easy. So if I write about Kentucky and people I know well, sure does make it a whole lot easier than to have to do a bunch of research and make stuff up.
Mr. Offutt, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Chris Offutt is the author of No Heroes, a memoir about his brief return to Round County, Kentucky, where he grew up.